All right, welcome to the Roadmap of God, Jesus' 12-step guide to connecting with God in your direct experience, which he told us last week means pretty much enlightenment. So here's a faster way. With me today is Connie Fox and Jesus.
Hi.
Good morning.
Hi, Stacy.
How are you?
Good. I'm ready for the next second lesson here.
So am I. So hopefully you did your homework this last week. I know I did. And let's see what Jesus has to bring us.
I'm curious. Yeah. To see what's the next lesson here from Jay. So you ready?
I'm ready if you are.
Okay. So we're here again, Jesus, and ready for step two. and he goes, yes. Hello again, and thank you for wanting to fullness of life. Yes, the second step is also simple, but more in depth. It goes deeper. I will say that it is not easy at first, because you are so used to being mentally lazy, not being aware of the present moment in fullness. Partially, yes, but mostly no. Okay. and this next lesson, step two, will take you deeper to the present awareness. And less in the future and less in the past. I am speaking of your mind's awareness still. Yes, your conscious awareness. it's time to take it the next step to a deeper state of being aware, more fully aware of each present moment. Less in the future, less in the past, in our minds. Okay. Yes. And it says, now when you are checking in, so to speak, with your mind, step one, the lesson of step one, when you continue to do this several times or more each day, checking in with, what am I thinking about? What was I just thinking about? Now, it is time to replace that thought with a surrendering of it to me personally and directly. I will say before I continue on further clarifying this lesson that I am here for all. It makes no difference what your beliefs are, what your religion is, or lack of religion. I am fully in love with you all. I am within you all. I just want to wake myself up within your mind's consciousness, your direct experience, so you are aware of my presence, my spirit, my life, my love and gratitude to our Father. Many of you do not understand what this is, and this is why I am here now to enliven your limited existence or experience. So I will clarify a little more now with today's lesson. It just goes, yes, yes. Surrender means you are making a conscious decision to let me take care of it. Basically, yes. To let me take care of each and every negative emotion that comes into your mind. This is a worrisome thought, worried about something, a fearful thought, a resentful thought, guilt, shame, anger, resentment, sorrow, all fear-based emotions. He goes, yeah, surrender that to me consciously. When you notice you are having a thought or thinking about, thoughts or thinking about anything less than joy, happiness, gratitude, love, compassion, forgiveness, judgment, judgment, judgment is, excuse me, is a part of your perception most of the time. And it separates you from loving others more fully, from loving yourself more fully, and from getting directly connected to me, our Father. I am love in fullness. You must open your hearts simultaneously while opening or expanding your mind's judgmental thoughts that are habitual. This simple practice of surrendering a negative thought or a negative feeling, do not judge yourself for them. This is simply a habit. You have learned to operate from, the whole world operates from, judgmental thinking. It is all a byproduct of feeling separate from your true self, our Father, me. Awareness of negative thoughts as they come in. Gentle awareness, just paying attention. And now surrendering that quote negative thought and the negative emotion accompanied with it. Surrender that to me and ask me to replace it with a higher quality thought, a more loving thought, a less judgmental thought, a more forgiving, compassionate thought, bringing in my love into it. You must ask me for this. I am here for you always to lift you up, to grow your spirit, to expand your love, and heighten your direct experience. But I come to those who ask for my help only. You have free will. God gave you free will. You are free to, you know, choose how you want to live, how you want to think, how you want to feel, how you want to behave or act in life, participate in life. So I wait here for you until you invite me to enhance your thoughts, your emotions, your experience, your direct connection to our Father. So several times throughout the day, when you notice your present thoughts or what you're presently thinking, and it is less than loving, less than joyful, less than grateful, less than happy, less than compassionate, then simply ask me for my personal help. Something like this: Jesus, I noticed I am feeling judgmental about that person. Please replace my judgment with your unconditional love, with your non-judgment. If you are feeling angry, say something like this to me: Jesus, I am feeling angry. I am feeling resentful about this situation, about this person, perhaps even you, Jesus. Please replace this or these judgmental thoughts and feelings that accompany them with peace, acceptance, love, compassion, and surrender. Help me forgive myself. If you are feeling sorrow or sadness or grief, loss, say something like this to me: Jesus, I am feeling so sad, so sorrowful, deep grief or loss. Please replace it with your happiness, your joy, your love, your healing. I give it to you now. I cannot. Only you have the ability to free me from my own self-created pain, my own self-created fear. This is what all negative, where all negative emotions arise from. It is unconscious, of course, yes, but it is from your skewed concept of who you are, incomplete, separate from love and wholeness and fullness, separate from me and our Father. It is just gently transitioning to a different perception, more in alignment with truth, my perception of fullness, oneness with all and our Father, not a separate being all by itself, disconnected from your source of love, your source of life. Who gives you life this moment? Who enables you to breathe? Who enables you to digest food? Who enables you to operate in a physical form? It is our Father, the life that animates all living form on earth. You are never disconnected from our Father. You just need to remember him and bring awareness of him into your mind's conscious awareness. You have only temporarily forgotten him, that is all. And that brings fear and pain. And then you unconsciously create fearful and painful experiences again and again and again, not knowing you are creators of your life. I love you all, and you are my children, and I am happy, joyful, and excited to be sharing these 12 steps now through Connie and Stacy. Surrender is step two. Learning how to surrender your fears, your worries, your painful emotions to me, giving them to me. This does more than you know. It will bring a deeper level of connection to me, and within your knowingness, within your experience, within your conscious awareness. And that is the lesson for today.
Wow. That was beautiful. And I can say from experience, Jesus phrased it a little differently than what's in your book, but I've practiced this and it does work. It's amazing.
Right. Right. You know, it's interesting when you think, someone said something to me one time years ago, and it was just an aha moment for me. And he said, if you want to become closer with someone or get to know them better, and of course we develop, you know, a deeper level of love as we get to know someone on a deeper level and spending time with them, he says, you have to spend time with them. And it's the same way with God. If we don't ever think about not ever thanking him for what we are thankful for, or just sharing with him how we're feeling, or if we're worried about something, sharing that, talking to him, and of course asking for him to come into that situation and bring a healing or his help and support, which is of course unlimited. We're extremely limited, at least right now. So anyway, it was a big aha to me. Yeah, if we're not thinking of him, if we don't have God in our consciousness or our conscious awareness, we're not spending time with him. And how can we cultivate feeling closer to him if we don't give him our time, just like we would a person? So anyway, it was such an aha moment to me when he said that. And so it's so true.
Yeah, it makes total sense. I feel like we weren't really taught this, you know?
No.
Religion teaches you to come and say these repetitive words that don't really have any meaning.
You
have to come to this place and you have to worship and you have to, you know, I don't know, just.
Or even fear God, or
exactly.
He's angry, or, you know, that we're not good enough, or that he's mad at us, you know, a lot of, yeah, so.
And he's going to condemn you and you're going to go to hell and judgment day and all that stuff, so.
Yeah, so certainly a lot of, yeah, society can impart that sometimes, and I think really kind of mess us up in that way. Yeah.
Yeah. So it's nice to know that, hey, you know, Jesus wants to hear from us and he wants the burden, right? I guess maybe that's
right.
Where that came in the Bible.
Give the burden to him, whatever it is. Surrender it to him. That's a wonderful thing for me to continue to remind myself of. Yeah. That allows him to come into it more fully when we ask for him to, yeah, and give it to him. Good reminder.
Yeah, so the key is we have to ask. He will not impede on our free will, so we have to ask.
Right, and give it to him, yeah, surrender.
Surrender, okay, so we're taking our gentle awareness of, we're building on step one, so gentle awareness to our thoughts. We realize that we're having negative, worrisome, kind of fearful or related thoughts, you know, like that. Then we just ask him to help relieve us of it and hand it over to him ultimately.
Yeah, I think just in our own words, just speaking from the heart. Yeah.
Okay, well, perfect. I think that one's pretty clear. Good job, Jesus, of clarifying that one.
I'm presuming that this is another week, you know, of practicing this before the next one, but I don't want to presume. Yes, yes.
Okay.
A week of this, and then the next third step. Okay.
All right. Do you have any other questions, or does he have any other comments that he wants to?
Anything else you'd like to say, Jay? Yeah, he goes, no.
Okay.
Until next time.
Until next time. So you have your homework again this week. And
yes.
The third step will be released in a week. So we'll see you there.
Great. All right, Stacy.
Bye, Connie. Talk to you soon.